Welcome to this audio introduction to The Sound of Music, performed by Opera North. My name's Alice, and I'll be audio describing two performances, one on Thursday the 23rd of July at 7 p.m. and one on Saturday the 1st of August at 1:30 p.m. So in this introduction, I'll give you a bit of background to the show, I'll describe how it all looks, I'll list the cast and creative team, and then give you some practical information. Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music is based on the true story of the Von Trapp family, as told by Maria Von Trapp in her memoir, The Story of the Trapp Family Singers, 1949. Just as in the show, Captain Georg Von Trapp had seven children with his first wife, Agatha, before her death in 1922 from scarlet fever. 4 years later, Maria Kutschera, a postulant at Nunberg Abbey in Salzburg, became a tutor to some of the Von Trapp children. She and Georg married in 1927 and eventually had a further three children together. The musical talent of the family was spotted by a local priest and a gifted musician who coached them and encouraged them to broaden their repertoire. They began to perform publicly, appearing at the prestigious Salzburg Festival. But following the Anschluss, the annexation of Austria by Nazi Germany in March 1938, and an invitation to Georg to join the German Navy, they decided to leave Austria, eventually settling in America. Here they became a popular act, billed as the Trapp Family Singers. Georg died in 1947, but the family continued to perform regularly and make recordings until the mid-1950s. Maria von Trapp died in 1987. The show opened on Broadway in November 1959 and was Rodgers and Hammerstein's biggest success since The King and I, winning five Tony Awards, although it was sadly their last. Hammerstein died just months after it opened. The much-loved 1965 film version, starring Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer, was made by Robert Wise, director of West Side Story, 1961. The critical response was mixed, but the public and the Oscar committee had no reservations. It surpassed Gone with the Wind as the highest-grossing film of all time, a position it held for 5 years, and won five Oscars. Some of the musical numbers were adjusted for the film. For example, in the film, they cut the song No Way to Stop It, in which Max and Elsa attempt to persuade the captain to comply with the Germans, thus depriving the breaking of his engagement to the Baroness of its political context. This production was directed by Nikolai Foster for the Curve Leicester's Christmas show in 2025, and is here performed using mainly the cast of the Opera North Chorus, members of the Opera North Children's Chorus, and the 40-piece Opera North Orchestra. The set and costumes. Designer Michael Taylor fills the stage with a huge mountain that remains on stage throughout. At the back left, it is around 7 to 8 metres high, so takes up nearly half of the visible height, and comes down steeply in rivulets and mounds, leaving a strip of stage free in front of it. There's a wobbly fence made of tree branches along the top of it, and a path that leads down from top left, diagonally down to front right. It starts off as steps and then just becomes a smooth path, and there are some tiny steps at the end bringing it back to the centre. To the left of the path is a deeper cleft in the mountain with rock pools. Dry ice cascades down it like small waterfalls, and there's sometimes the sound of running water. The hillside is dotted with 12 silver birch trees. These are, in fact, real trees that were felled on the Harwood estate, especially for this production. And then the backdrop behind shows a range of sharp mountain peaks and blue sky. Maria appears in dark blue long-sleeve dress with small white collar, a white apron, and her hair in a dark bob to her shoulders, and barefoot. When we enter the abbey, a huge arched window descends from above, and light shines from behind, throwing filigree patterns onto the floor, sometimes in bright colours, sometimes just white light. In the abbey, Maria is now in grey with a grey scarf over her head. The nuns are in full black with white bibs, black veils over their heads. Only the Mother Abbess wears a large cross around her neck. When Maria arrives at the Von Trapp household, there is a circular tower on the right of grey stucco with ornate gold panelling on it, and a staircase with very ornate gold balustrades curving down one side of it with wooden steps. It also has a gold balustrade around the top. An elaborate chandelier comes down, along with two tall arched windows with small rectangular panes of glass. And in front of these sit an expensive-looking sofa and chair in pale green dimpled brocade, with gold legs and trim. Georg von Trapp first appears in pale mac, hat and brown briefcase. After handing them to his butler Franz and housekeeper Frau Schmidt, he reveals a dark blue suit with white shirt, red tie and a white handkerchief poking out of his top pocket. He's a tall man with chestnut brown hair in a side parting. Franz is in a pale green jacket with mandarin collar, darker green trousers with a red stripe down the outside, and has dark greying hair. And Frau Schmidt, the housekeeper, is in a homely and voluminous grey pattern dress, black shoes with a small heel, and her grey hair in a plait around the front of her head. Maria arrives into the house in a pale mac, dark blue wool beret, her mustard canvas rucksack on her back, carrying her large guitar case. Underneath, she's wearing a shapeless brown dress with floppy sleeves and brown low-heeled shoes which lace up. The seven children, five girls and two boys, are smart in dark blue sailor's outfits, long shorts for the younger boys and girls, and a skirt for Liesel, the eldest, white sailor collars, dark knee socks, and black shoes. Little Gretel clutches a large teddy. There are two casts of the seven children, so out of the 14, they are all differing heights, hair, and skin colours. When Liesel catches a moment with Rolf, she's wearing a simple pale dress and white flat shoes, the top half of her long hair held back off her face in a clip. He's in his messenger uniform of dark suit and jacket with gold buttons and epaulettes as he wheels his bike. He's got curly blonde hair. When we're in Maria's small bedroom, two inverted V-shapes of wooden eaves hang down low over a small wrought iron single bed. There's a window behind it with pink and green patterned curtains with little tassels along the pelmet, and a pink fringed lampshade over the central light. Maria wears a long pale nightgown, and the children are in different coloured pyjamas, pale pinks, pale greens, stripes and small patterns. When the tower is in the centre, it's used as a kind of stairway down to a balcony, on which sit a white wicker sofa with cushion and two matching bucket chairs. Baroness Elsa Schrader wears a pale lemon trouser suit with double-breasted top with two rows of buttons, sharp shoulders cinched in at the waist, half sleeves and wide collars, and flowing wide long trousers over her high white shoes with thick heels. Her hair is coiffed in platinum blonde curls down to her shoulders, and she has thin, elegant eyebrows, discreet makeup and jewellery. Max Detweiler, her friend, wears an oatmeal linen three-piece suit. He has short, fair hair and a neat beard. Georg von Trapp is now also in a pale linen three-piece suit. In this scene, the children run in wearing shorts, trousers and shirts made of the pink and green flowery curtains with little tassels hanging from the hems and smudges of dirt all over them. And Maria wears a pale blue pinafore over a white shirt with puffy short sleeves and white apron. For the party scene, the children are in their smart clothes, dark long trousers for Friedrich, dark shorts for Kurt, and the girls are in colourful dresses with white puff sleeves, lace-up bodices and aprons. Liesel is in a mustard-patterned dress. The guests wear smart dark military uniforms or black tie, and the ladies long silky elegant gowns or flared trousers with shirts tucked in. Elsa is stunning in long, tight-fitting white gown with ruched material around the waist and going over one shoulder, the other a cap sleeve. Georg is in short navy military jacket decorated with medals and gold trim at the cuff, and a gold stripe down the navy trousers. Act 2 opens in the house with the staircase in the centre, and the wicker sofa on the left, and the two bucket chairs over on the right next to a small gold drinks trolley. It has two larger wheels and is covered in bottles and martini glasses. One of the two arched windows at the back rests on the ground, and the other is higher up behind the tower. Maria wears a dusty pink 40s-style dress, neatly fitted, with a swing to the skirt just below the knee, and short capped sleeves. Elsa wears pale purple long-sleeved shirt, tucked into a dark purple long skirt, cream belt and cream shoes, and a cream pillbox hat with a sharp feather-like decoration. For the wedding, Maria is helped by the nuns into a white floor-length long-sleeved satin gown, high at the neck, with a long white net veil that flows down behind her. Georg is in his military uniform, long jacket with gold detailing and medals, and a sword hanging from his belt. Just after the wedding, the scene abruptly changes from joy and warmth to black and white, with military footage projected of Nazi rallies, the war machine pulling tanks, and Hitler addressing huge crowds. Herr Zeller wears Nazi uniform of black jacket with gold buttons, wide black trousers tucked into knee-length black boots, and a red armband with black swastika in a white circle, his black military peaked hat tucked under his arm. He's tall with dark hair and wears a black eye patch. Admiral von Schreiber wears a floor-length black overcoat with two rows of gold buttons over his Nazi uniform. When we move to the Salzburg Concert Hall, a red curtain fills the back of the stage, and in front of it hangs the Nazi emblem of a huge silver eagle with wings outstretched, looking off to the left, clutching a swastika. Underneath this, the back wall is lined with Nazi soldiers. There's a solitary silver microphone standing centrally and two large mobile spotlights either side. The cast and creative team. Maria is played by Katie Bird and by Lucy Carter on the 16th, 23rd and 30th of July. Captain Georg von Trapp is played by Edward Bennett and Tom Stoddart on the 16th, 23rd and 30th of July. Mother Abbess is played by Catherine Broderick. Baroness Elsa Schrader is played by Amy Freston. Rolf Gruber is played by Camille Bien. Liesel is played by Abigail Sinclair and April Perot. Friedrich is played by Leo and Zach. Louisa is played by Harmony and Mayanna. Kurt is played by Lucas and Miller. Brigitte is played by Karis and Ophelia. Marta is played by Ellie and Fern. And Gretel is played by Ariella Faith and Evelyn. Max Detweiler is played by Nicholas Butterfield. Sister Berta is played by Molly Barker-Knowles. Sister Margareta is played by Hannah Mason. Sister Sophia is played by Gillian Butterfield. Franz is played by Dean Robinson. And Frau Schmidt is played by Claire Pascoe. The director is Nikolai Foster. Revival director, Ollie Kirschid. The choreographer is Ebony Molliner. Revival director, Dale White. The set and costume designer is Michael Taylor. The lighting designer is Mark Henderson. And sound design is by Sebastian Frost. The conductors are Ollie Rundell and Anthony Kraus. Further information. The performance is around 2.5 hours long, including a 20-minute interval. The first half is about 1.5 hours, and the second half is about 40 minutes. The audio-described performances are on Thursday the 23rd of July at 7 p.m. and Saturday the 1st of August at 1:30 p.m. Both will be preceded by a half-hour touch tour 1 hour beforehand, where you'll be invited onto the stage to walk around the set and feel the costumes and props. You can book your place on this by emailing the box office at boxoffice@operanorth.co.uk, or you can call us on 0113 223 3600. You will hear this audio introduction again through the headsets 10 minutes before the performance starts, so you can remind yourself of how the first half will look, plus you can check your headsets working correctly. And I'll also give a quick reminder about the second half, 5 minutes before the end of the interval. The headsets at Leeds Grand Theatre are the Sennheiser Stethoset type that hang down onto your chest. You can also wear a loop version that hangs around your neck if you wear a hearing aid that has a telecoil or T-button. And you can use the loop version if you'd prefer to use your own headphones. They must have a standard mini jack connection. Just to let you know, we also have two captioned performances on Thursday the 16th of July at 1:30 p.m. and Saturday the 25th of July at 7 p.m. And there are two performances with BSL interpretation. Those are on Saturday the 18th of July at 1:30 p.m. and Friday the 24th of July at 7 p.m. We really hope you enjoy the performance, and please do let us know what you thought. You can email Access Manager Alice Dowek on alice.dowek, spelt D-O-W-E-K, at opera north.co.uk.